continue from where we left off. Who brought to my attention Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz afterwards, after this year?
Yeah.
Who brought that to my attention?
Yitzi.
Oh, Yitzi. Thanks so much. Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about that for a minute. So we were discussing the Shaka Vitaria. Yitzi, if you have it open. Do you have it? Do you have access to it?
Yes. Yeah.
We were just, I hear the whole Torah.
I can mute myself in the meantime. Yeah.
Oh, is that you? That's from the Beis Medrash?
Yeah.
Okay, great. No, it's not a problem. So the just to okay, the Gemara, we're discussing the two lines in the Gemara of the two of the three Shmaminas. So one of the Shmaminas is Shmamina Havara. excuse me, Lechalek Yatzas. And the other one was, of course, that according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't say mitot. So let's talk about those two. First one first. So, of course, the big question is, how do we know from the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara that Havara is Lechalek and not Lelav Yatzas? So we already discussed the two Deos in Tosis. The first day in Tosis says that it's linguistic, that since Rabbi Akiva characterizes Havara as an Av Malacha, so that description, that depiction, that designation alone establishes that Havara is the Chalek Yatzas. So that is not so much a statement about the relationship between Isur Malacha on Shabbos as opposed to Yom Tov. That is a statement within Hilchos Shabbos, or within the world of Malacha. Basically, it establishes that there is some sort of an important hierarchy. Namely, that there's something called an Av Malacha, and that there are other Isurim that apply to Shabbos that are not an Av Malacha. According to this first view, that doesn't impact the export capability to Yom Tov. Okay, but presumably it's not just a it's not only, you know, a designation. Typically, if there's a, you know, differentiation in designation, then that implies a certain hierarchy. Probably, you know, with nafka mina, and even if it wasn't nafka mina, but at least conceptually it would have to be significant. So what is that? The answer is the Rishonim here, or Tosis here, does not elaborate. And that's where I was suggesting on Thursday that maybe that hierarchy affects Hilchos Shabbos in general, and by extension, Hilchos Yom Tov as well. Either one or more of the following, as we discussed, namely the problem of Mumar, L'chal Shabbos Mumar Kol Tor Kula, the problem of Toldos, possibly the question of Yediyas HaShabbos, Diodlo L'Shabbos B'mai, what's considered essential knowledge of Shabbos. You know, issues connected to that. But then the assumption is that there's a hierarchy, but that that hierarchy is not a sine qua non for Yom Tov. That's the first perspective. And the second perspective, of course, is even more intriguing, and that is the idea that Yom Tov only receives Shem Malacha. And that, of course, goes to the heart, not only of there being a hierarchy and an additional element in addition to the ones that I mentioned before, the possible ones that I mentioned before, but goes to the question of the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov itself. And I try to kind of put that in context of A, Parshas Emor, B, the objective question, what does Isur Malacha have to do with Yom Tov? C, we didn't explore this sufficiently yet, but this is one application of exploring it, and that is, if indeed the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Malacha is a complicated one, namely there are aspects that should be retained only exclusively within Shabbos Kivo Shavas Mikom Malachto, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, etc. And that should not be exported. And then there are other aspects which have to do with Mikra Kodesh, Shem Shabbos, or Shvisa, or Kedusha Sayom. And those things, you know, should be exported to Yom Tov. If that's the case, so it highlights that there are two dinim in Shabbos, and that, you know, Yom Tov shares one of those two dinim. That would explain a lot about, again, why Shabbos isn't Parshas Emor, why we are selective about what we export. The idea would be that the things that are very particularistic to Shabbos and have to do with Chil Shabbos and intrinsic Yisr Malacha, those things are unique and limited to Shabbos. The things that are, you know, also connected with the Tzuras Yom Kodesh, with Tzchila the Mikroi Kodesh, with Mikra Kodesh itself, all of those elements could be exported. And Tosus is telling us, this part didn't have to be the way that way, that Shem Malacha, you know, is a part of that story. Okay? So that's the second view. We'll see how this also affects Heter Ochel Nefesh very briefly, you know, as we move forward to the second half, but we're not there yet. So Yitzi pointed out to me, and I had meant to bring it in anyway because it's a little more explicit. The whole question and Minar Tosis is very, very brief, right? It's a, you know, it's an implicit Vim Tomar, you know, in two V.H. Lomars. But things are much, much more explicit in Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. But among other things, is a very curious yet ubiquitous peculiar phenomenon that you find there. So go ahead, Yitzi, what's the, first of all, the question of Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz is much more elaborate. Have it?
Yeah. Yeah. He says, Vim Tomer, Lama Lurvi Akiva Lomar Matsidu Havara Shiav Malacha, the Mash Malachalik Yatsas, Lasser Havara, Isser Havara, Parallel Lomar, the Matsidu Havara Shiasura, O Shihimalacha Dab, O Shimalacha, Having Mash Menam Dilab Yatsas.
So the question, of course, is just spelling out what bothered Itzi, right? What bothered Tosis. But it is interesting. You know, first of all, it's always nice to be explicated, right? Rabbeinu Peretz is doing a good job of that. Namely, what's the issue? Unlike the other two Shema Minas, you know, it's not obvious what Lalav and Lechalek has to do with anything. But the way he's formulating it is, actually, it's quite interesting. He also seems to be suggesting a distinction between Av Malacha and Malacha, right? That, you know, maybe Lechalek is required to be an Av Malacha. But it's already a malacha, right, even without lechalik. Never mind that it's asur. You can have three categories, av malacha, malacha, and isur Shabbos. Correct?
Okay, yeah. So the answer is, Yishlomar, dihavi amina hachi, lovi asvirin havara b'yomtov. Dekevan to alav yatsas, imkein ein zem malacha.
So here he goes back to not just av malacha, but malacha. Right? So that's interesting. Okay. But here's the curious thing. Go ahead. So before we get to Va'od, which we'll get to in just a second, so what do we, that's the Ha'ara that you made to me, which is the correct one, which is?
The Pasuk of Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha is a Pasuk from Aseret HaDibros, which is in reference to Shabbos.
Right. So this is a very strange thing that, you know, typically you would think that if you're trying to justify the exclusion of certain actions on Shabbos to Yom Tov, right, that you would quote the Yom Tov Pasuk to show that its criteria is more limited. Instead, what's being quoted is not the, you know, export, right, but the you know, indigenous, the organic, the source, namely Shabbos. Okay, that's just an interesting phenomenon. And Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz didn't have to say that. He could have said it says Kol Malacha Savoda Lo Sa'asa, or he could have quoted the pasuk in Parshas Bo. So when we were talking about this after this year the other day, Josh correctly pointed out And I don't know if Josh is around. Josh, you there?
Yeah.
What is that? Go ahead.
So just the Gemara here and also some of the other source, the primary sources seem to constantly quote Shabbos Psukim for the Yom Tov Isur Melacha.
Yeah. We find this phenomenon elsewhere, seemingly quoting the wrong Pasuk or quoting the Psukim of Shabbos when you're really interested in Yom Tov. Here's a little even more peculiar because you're talking about differentiating between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But even in contexts where we're speaking about Yom Tov, the citation of the Aseres HaDibros Pasuk is sometimes quoted, sometimes on the side of the Gemara. Somebody will make a ha'ara about it, and sometimes they won't. But for example, later on in Elo Ovrin, when you have a famous Gemara discussion about Mukta, the Gemara does this, right, on Mem, a few places. On Mem Zayin Omid Beis, right, the Gemara says, Gemara talks about, Mukta Daraiso, here on Mem Zayin Omid Beis. So the Gemara says, Amalayin, Tetsiv Ahiba Yom HaShishi V'chinu Es Asher Yaviyu, V'azarasa Mehacha, right? Milosasa Kol Melacha. Again, here we're talking about, you know, earlier, Yom Tov, not just Shabbos. A bunch of places where the Gemara, you know, seems to quote Shabbos when they're really interested in Yom Tov. A few places in Psachim and elsewhere. So what I thought was, that maybe, you know, the bigger point here is that all of Yisur Melacha of Yom Tov comes from Shabbos. And that's the point. The point is to show that in Shabbos, you know, the prime category of what defines a Yom Kodesh is Melacha. So therefore, he's quoting Losasa Kol Melacha. That's what's in the Aseres HaDibros. Not just that Shabbos is also, but both aspects of Shabbos. Shabbos as, you know, a Kivo Shavas Mikol Melachto, as an Ikar Namuna, as the first mention of Kedusha in the Torah. And also Shabbos's additional function as a Dover Shabbat Kedusha, as a model for Kedusha, as a model for Yom Kodesh. So even though you would think that you should quote, you know, the target, not the source, but it's the point is that it's that aspect of the source that you're interested in replicating. Either way, it's an interesting phenomenon. The Tosfos Ben Peretz has another answer here that we didn't discuss, but it's just interesting to know. It just doesn't appear in our Tosfos. Yitzi, what's the other answer?
He says, "V'od the haved darshinan the lalav to lo sevar ruish before Moshe Oseichem biyom Shabbos, b'Shabbos in biyom Tevlo." Aval hash the kamer matzina havar she have malacha, demash malachalik yatsas nicha, diemkain she malacha ala, navu bechlal the lo saas v'kom malacha.
Yeah. So what do you make of that? What is he saying?
That
the way it shifts, this kind of a little bit shifts the emphasis in the opposite direction. Also,
Because of the fact that it says lo sevar ish b'chol moshe seichem yom haShabbos, meaning that seems to start dafka imply Shabbos. Oh. And now that Rabbi Akiva comes in and says matzina havar shi'ab melacha, so which is mashma lechalik yatsas. So now,
in other words, instead of what do I mean by shifts the emphasis? You see,
instead of focusing on a Shabbos din, we're focusing on the Yom Tov din.
Well, no, I would say the following. Previously, in the question of Rabbeinu Peretz, you know, and as we also formulated it, you know, again, because we all know that there's an Isur Melacha on Yom Tov, right? So the default assumption is that what's also B'Shabbos is also B'Yom Tov, right? And therefore, we're surprised that, you know, L'chalek or L'lab should have this kind of qualitative, you know, impact, because, again, the default assumption is that, you know, what's usher in one is usher in the other. Of course, there are differences. We know there are differences. Difference in onesh, difference in chiluk malach. We'll get back to that. But in terms of the core group, the cadre, let's say, the club of Yisur Malacha, right, the assumption is that it's the same. That's the default. And therefore, you know, who cares if it's the lav? Why does this prove lachalik? It could be the lav and still. And indeed, the first day in Tosis is saying, yeah, you're right. You know, but, right? It's the language av malach. Okay. And the second day, of course, is going considerably farther than that and making us wonder, you know, whether the whole assumption that, you know, default, whatever's also in one is also in the other, isn't faulty. And then, of course, that's why I brought in the question of, you know, why is there Isser Malacha at all on Yontif? You know, and going back to Emor and the other, and Parshas Bo, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But what the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in the second answer is doing is returning fully to that perspective, the opposite perspective, but in a very particular application, namely, lo sevaru esh b'chol mosh v'seich. Because in Parshas Vayakel, where it says that, it says, biyom ha-shabbos. So maybe what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is saying is, you know, Chanami, if we were dealing, I'm adding, if we were dealing with any other Isser Malacha, right, then, you know, the assumption would be that if it's Osir, it's Osir. Osir and Shabbos is Osir and Yantar. Different level of Onesh, other Nafkamina, but, you know, Osir, Osir. But since Parshas Vayakel specifically says Biyom HaShabbos and Chazal Darshan below Biyom Tov, so Slosavaru in particular, you would think that the default is the opposite. Like, prove it. You know, the onus, the burden of proof is to apply something from that parsha to Yom Tov. Right? And that's exactly what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in the second answer is saying. Right? David Darshina Lalav Dilo Tavar Weshkovashakam Biyoma Shabbos, Shabbos in Beyond the Flow. But once you say that it's an av malacha, you know, so then, you know, it has to be part of the export, you know, of giving the Aser Sadebros and Parshas Bo, and maybe even, you know, Malacha Savoda, because it's malacha. So you can't darshan that way, or at least not completely. Okay? So, but that's just a very different, you know, perspective. In a way, that is more consistent with the way the Mefarshim, I alluded to this last time, interpret the pasuk in Vayakel, right? Lo sevaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem biyom ha-shabbos. So as I already mentioned a couple of times ago, Rashi here in Vayakel only quotes the two deos. Yesh Rav Seinu Omrim Havar Lav Yatzas, Yesh Omrim Mechalik Yatzas. That doesn't help us. But the consensus of Mefarshim, the Rashbam, the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, all of them see, because they're troubled by two things. What are they troubled by? By the word Biyom HaShabbos, which is what Rabbeinu Peretz was zeroing in on, right? Velo Biyom Tov. And on the question, why was Havara chosen? That's whatever you want to say about Havara, why was it chosen? Right? So, especially if you hold Lechalek Yatzas, why was it chosen? Right? That's something that any, you know, Shtevatei Nirin or Bona or Kosev could have made that point too, because it's the contrast to the Torah's, you know, more generic treatment of Kol Malacha. You know, so any of the of us Malacha would have done. That's what bothered the Mefarshim. So what they say, again, Rashi doesn't talk about it, but let's read the Rashbam for a second. Right? The Rashbam says, Lefisha biyamim tovim, ksiv asher yachel lechol nefesh ulevado yetzer lachem, shom hutra avar asei shlefos ulevasho, avol b'shabbos ksiv asher tofu efu, right? Mi bod yom, es atetra vashelu vashelu, kach mazir ki b'shabbos lo tevaru eish lemelachas ochol nefesh. So in a way, we are saying that Havar is unique, Liyom HaShabbos, but we don't mean it to exclude, we'll get back to that in a second. We're not excluding the Shem Malacha, we're excluding, right, the Heter Ochel Nefesh. That's the Rashba. And the same thing is repeated, the Ibn Ezra, Rosavaru, Bavur Sheiskev Yom Rishon of Dishvi, B'chag HaMatzos Kom Malacha Lo Yasavahem, L'Hater Ochel Nefesh, Amar Atav B'Shabbos Lo Tavaru Eish, Lefos Lechem B'Levash Basar, Ki Ha'esh Tzorech L'Kom Malacha. Okay? And he talks about Reb Sajigon and Ner Shabbos, and then Ibn Ezra Katzar, he has an even a longer piece, even though it's the Katzar one, about the, you know, the Karoim. I'm not going to get into that. The Ramban, likewise, Inyan HaKasav Hazeh, Les or B'Shabbos Gam Melechas Ochel Nefesh, Kiyomar Kol Oso, Bo Melacha Yumas, Upir Shlo Yivaru Gamesh, Lefos Lechem, U'Levashel Basar, Kiya Eish Tzarech Komacho. Hutzar Chlomar Kem Ibn Eish Lo Omar, Ha'osabo Kol Melacha, Kasher Amab Daseres Adibros, Lo Sase Kol Melacha, Amab Melacha Stam, Hine Efshe Shenotzi Min HaKlal, Melacha Sokol Nefesh, Ki Kein Yamar B'Chag HaMatzos, Lo Seose Melacha, Ve'en Ochol Nefesh B'Chlalo, Kach Hizgru B'Feirish, Af Ochol Nefesh, Oser Bo. Okay. And then he quotes the Medrash, Reb Nosson, Lo Sevaru, Eish, Kol Mosh HaSeichem, Yama Shabbos, right, Lama, Ne'amar, She'omar v'yakam Moshe's Kodas b'nei Yisrael, She'omin avirashoy l'hadle kos haner, l'hat min esachamin, l'asos medur b'shabbos, Talmudam lo tevarish b'chom v'sasechem b'yom ha-shabbos. Zeh korov l'ma shamarnu, shloim malachas halolu, she'en anod legufo, b'chlal yitzur ha-rishon. Okay? Yeah. So that's why it's lesser hakol. Then of course he quotes, you know, the other issue, whether it's the lav or the chalik, Ramban brings us in the end. So, in a way, Tosfos Ben Peretz is saying, second pshat in our Gemara, is the whole pasuk in Vayakhel about Eish makes clear that Shabbos is singular. So how is Rabbi Akiva gonna assume that it's Aser? Only if it's l'chalik. And the Mefarshim al HaTorah are saying that really is true, but not about Lo Sevaru, but about Heter Ochel Nefesh. By the way, this idea that the Torah considered, or there's a Havamina that you need to exclude Heter Ochel Nefesh from Shabbos, is a very fascinating suggestion too. Again, we'll speak a little bit more about it when we speak a little bit more about Heter Ochel Nefesh. But just to make it clear, you only need to exclude a Havamina, right, if it's sensible, if it's compelling, right? If the Chiddush is the Heter Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov, then you don't need to exclude it on Shabbos. But, and which is, I think, one of the reasons why not all the Mefarshim interpret the way Rashbam, Ibn Ezra, and Ramban do. Because what kind of, why would you have such a Havamina? The Ramban in particular, by the way, is totally Lishitaso. The Ramban in Emor, responding to the problem, why did Shabbos have to introduce, why do you say Elimodei Hashem, and then you start with Shabbos, and then you go back to the Moadim? So Ramban gives, in Emor, gives two answers to that question. Okay, one is to try to show that Shabbos really is a Moed. And that's very fascinating the way he formulates that and how he explains that. But the other view of the Ramban is exactly parallel to what the Mefarshim say here, just it's even more explicit. The Ramban says, if it weren't for the introduction of Shabbos before you actually formulate the Moadim, this is what he says in Emor, then we would have thought, let's see if I can find it quickly, we would have thought that there'd be a Heter Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos as well. Okay, this is a Chiddush of the Ramban. One second. This is in Perek Chav Gimel. Not the one that I wanted you to look at on Melech Zavodah. I'll still get back to that. But I think it is connected to it. One second. Says the Ramban. Second. excuse me. Yeah. Just trying to find the right line. Somebody can find it. It's right here. In the beginning of the parsha, Parakav Gimel, he says, "Avala Shabbos Tishmur Lasos as Shabbos Shabbosam Mikol Malacha." "Avala Shabbos Tishmur Lasos Shabbos Shabbosam Mikol Malacha Shabbolam Ki Yazir B'Shabbos Pamim Rabo V'Yirmos Od Bekan." Kigam bibo'o bi'achas min ha-mo'adim, this is the way the Ramban says it, lo titcha lasos ba ochol nefesh. B'chamo'u elu ha-dvar ma'char tziva Hashem lasos osam. So the Ramban here, it's a little bit different than what he says in Vayakel, doesn't have the hava mina that there be heter ochol nefesh on Shabbos per se, but has the hava mina that if Shabbos and Yom Tov converge, that there would be a heter ochol nefesh. Okay? So that's, of course, very fascinating. And that's why the Torah needs to tell you, you know, that the Iser Malacha of Shabbos, which is not signified by Malachas Avoda, but is a pure Iser Malacha, Sheish Yom Tiasem Malacha, that's true even within the parsha of the Moadim, meaning even when Shabbos actually intersects with a Moadim. Okay, we'll discuss what that Havamin is about a little bit more when we get back to it. But it's a strange Havamina. If the Chiddush, the Nitziv actually asks this question. The Nitziv says, why would you think, in Hamikdavar, why would you think that the Kula of Yom Tov, you know, would apply to Shabbos, which is Mar Chamor. Right? In the world of logic and the world of halacha, more generally, when you have the convergence of something which is Kal and Chamor, you don't take the Kula. You have to be Machmir according to the Davar HaChamor. So Shabbos and Yom Tov converge, right? Of course there's no Heter Ochol Nefesh. Right? So then it says, unless you think it's kind of like, you know, well, when Shabbos and Yom Tov merge, you do bring, you know, not only the carbon of Shabbos, but the carbon of Yom Tov as well. Okay? But the truth is you bring the carbonos of Shabbos too. It's not any more of a chil Shabbos. It's not such a very good comparison by the Nitziv. Okay, so we'll get back to that. We talk about Heter Ochol Nefesh. Make sure I come back to that point. But the point I'm trying to make is that there's a group of Rishonim in Parshas Vayakel that thinks that there might have been a Heter Ochol Nefesh on Shabbos. And then, even beyond that, there's Ramban thinks that there was a Havamina that the Torah needed to exclude, that, you know, at least when there's a convergence between the two, that there's not a Heter Ochol Nefesh. Okay? But either way, in the end of the day, there isn't. There's no Heter Ochol Nefesh in either of those cases. Oh. So, good. So that's a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. In light of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it's actually interesting. Yeah.
According to the Svara, B'yom HaShabbos V'lo B'yom Tov, couldn't it be that even if it was an Av Malacha, you know, we'd be excluding, you know, the pashas of the Gzeiras HaKasav is that Bein Lelav Bein Lechalik, B'yom HaShabbos would be, you know, could be at least mafkia the Isra of Havara.
Right. So let me mention I think one could have said that. So if you look at the Tzlach Alatar, which when I was going through the Los Hizbach ones, thanks to Noam, I was inspired to do. So he has a different suggestion, which actually overlaps your idea. The Tzlach, again, everybody's troubled by, you know, by what bothered Tosis and what bothered Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, right? Namely, who cares about Lalav or Lahavara? That's a detail, right? So we've explained first day of Tosis, second day of Tosis. Now we have an interesting third day, I guess, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. So going to Josh is suggesting, why don't you take that third view a little bit further even? So the Tzlach does. The Tzlach says the following. So the Pasuk in Vayakel of Mavir says, B'yom HaShabbos. So he says, basically, there should be like two ways to understand the B'yom HaShabbos. Okay? One way of B'yom HaShabbos is to say that, except it doesn't go as far as Josh, that Mavir, right, is Mufka from Yom Tov. It's B'yom HaShabbos for Lo B'yom Tov. In that sense, I'm expanding a little on the Tzlach, but is basically what he means. It would be comparable to saying, Ein, just like we say, there's a view in the Gemara, Ein Eruv Hotza'ah, you know, B'yom Tov, and there's also Deya Rafram, Ein Eruv Hotza'ah B'yom HaKippurim. What does that mean, Ein Eruv Hotza'ah B'yom HaKippurim, or Ein Eruv Hotza'ah B'yom Tov? Right? What does it mean as opposed to saying, you know, that there's a heterochal nefesh? What it means is that the Shem Malacha is Lagamri Mufka, or this Malacha is Lagamri Mufka, right? Even if there is no heter or kol nefesh or mitoch. I mean, just that Malacha was never said. There are some formulations in the Gonim and one Shittim Kepet Sing Suvas about mitoch in that way too. But typically, it's not the way we look at mitoch. You don't typically think about mitoch, and certainly not heter or kol nefesh, that there are less than 39 avos malacha on Yom Tov. That's not the normal way we say it. The Otsar Gonim in Beitza and the, say, Shittu Gebetzis and Ksuva, Stav Zion, have such a line about Mitoch. Oh, there aren't 39 malachas, there are 27, or something like that. That's very mechudash. Very difficult to say that because everybody agrees Mitoch doesn't help you for certain things. Lachem, you know, velo, you know, legoyim, lachem velo leklavim, lachem velo lemachar, right? Lo lechol, in other words. So it's hard to say that. If we get a chance, maybe I'll go back to it. But if you say ein erev hotza'ah, you know, liyom kippurim, or ein erev hotza'ah liyom tov, what you're saying is it's not on the books. It never was on the books. Okay? So the Tzlach says, you know, maybe this is the pshat in the Gemara. And that is, if you say, the Torah says, Lo savar reish b'chol mosh osechem b'yom HaShabbos. Right? So b'yom HaShabbos for lo b'yom tov. So what he says is, if you hold that Havara is l'chalek yatzas, so then there's an easy way to read that exclusion. Okay? It sounds like he might have been open to Josh's idea, you know, but you don't have to say it or go that far, and therefore he'd rather not. What's the easy way to say it? What the Torah means to tell you when it says, B'yom HaShabbos v'lo b'yom tov, is that the din of l'chalek yatzas is limited to Shabbos and not to Yom Tov. Meaning, like the Gemara says in Makos and in Tzachim, which is that chiluk malachos l'shabbos, the ein chiluk malachos b'yom tov. So when the Torah says, lo savaru eish b'chol mosechem b'yom HaShabbos, and the drush is, v'lo b'yom tov. Well, if you say l'chalik yasas, that doesn't mean ein eru, it doesn't mean ein havara b'shabbos b'yom kippur, ein havara l'yom tov. It means ein chiluk malachos l'yom tov. This could be the makar. That's a tzlach. However, he says, if the Torah, if Havara is not l'chalik yatzas, it's l'lav yatzas, so then what's the pshat of, you know, lo savar reish v'chol mosh osechem b'yom HaShabbos v'lo b'yom tov? The answer is the Torah is telling you two things. Number one, Havara is only a lav, but it's also telling you Ein Havara B'yom Tov. It's Mufka L'gamri. Not Hatorochol Nefesh. Which is the way the Rashbam, Ibn Ezra, the Ramban read it. Right? So basically, they're saying there are three ways to say it, right? One is the way there's no hetzer ochel nefesh. There's a hava mina that there would have been on Shabbos. Okay? That's one point. Then the second point is, no, there's no lechalek yatzas on Yantif. It's a strange phenomenon. Like, how do you know? The Gemara and Makos and Psachim, like, how do they know that there's no lechalek on Shabbos as opposed to Yantif? The Tzlach will say, oh, that's the pshat in this Gemara. I think it's Misvara. I think it's just Novea from the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. I'll get back to that. But that's the second pshat. But if it had been Lalav Yatzas, then we would have said there's no Shem Malacha at all. In a way, it ends up being parallel to what Tosa says, but not because per se, if something is a lav, then it isn't a Shem Malacha, and therefore it's not exported, which is what we're saying, that's the second day of Tosas, but simply because it's a special din in Avara. In Avar being Mufka, right, from Shem Malachas Yom Tov. Okay, Josh? It's not exactly what you were saying. It's kind of getting close to what you're saying, but not having to say it that far. Because once you say that Havara is a Malacha, right, and it says Malacha Savoda, or Lo Yaseh Malacha in Parshas Bo, that is more difficult. But it's a way to read the psukim that way, kind of what you wanted to say, just, you know, pulling up a foot. So that's a tzlach. The other time brought to my attention the Rach, I think I mentioned. I wrote for the Or Zeruah also. Where's Yonatan? Yonatan?
Here, Rebbe.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the Rach?
So the Rach or the footnote? Within the Rach.
What's the Rach? Because, yeah, the footnote is good too. We'll get to the footnote in a minute. But the footnote, a lot of it is covered in the way by the Or Zeruah, which we'll get to in a minute. Oh, by the way, before we get to that, just hold off one second, Yonatan. So I just wanted to mention regarding, you know, when we talked about the first and second day of Tosas, I mentioned, or I raised the question, you know, both in terms of the hierarchy of Hilchos Shabbos, let's say for Toldos, Yedias HaShabbos, Momar, all those things that we were talking about. Certainly, the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov, according to second half Tosas. So I mentioned, what about Mechamer, and what about Tchumin, right? And what about Shvisas Behema and Shvisas Katan, you know, and what about the Mitzvah Saseh? What about all those things? Okay? So just as you should be aware that when it comes to Mechamer and Shvisas Behema, it's a huge machlokas harishonim. The Orchis Chaim in Hilchos Yom Tov Sif Os Hei, who Shvisas Behema Mechamer, Yesh Omrim Achar Shenikres Malacha, Hareza B'Yom Tov, Bechlal Lasasa Kol Malacha. By the way, again, he quotes Lasasa Kol Malacha, like the Tosra Ben Peretz, like the Gemara, same phenomena. They're recording the sort. They knew it. It's a Seres HaDibros. You can't not know what it is. They meant it, you know, or they were impressed with the Gemaras that mean it. And I think it's a profound idea. Aval b'chal ha-moed v'aday lo. V'yesher ma'afil b'yontav mutter she'ein les arak b'shabbos she'pirat lecha ha-kasuv. Aval ha-rechiv al-gabe behema l'divrei ha-kol asur b'yontav Shem Yachtav Zmor. That's a Din Drabanan. Okay. So this is a major debate in the Chachmei Pro. The Meiri all over the place has this discussion. What about, and of course, you could be Bechalik between Mechamer and Tfis in both directions. Right. As I say, Mechamer is a tricky thing. That's 2 days in the Ramban and Shabbos stuff, Kufnun Gimel, Kufnun Dalet, whatever it is. Whether or not, you know, it's more like an Isra Malacha. It's just like you're doing the malacha with the or through remote control of the behema, but it's like a siyatsa malacha, you know, or the opposite. It's like a shutfas, it's maisa behema, you know. So which is better, which is worse, and so on. There's actually a day in the Meiri, I'm trying to remember where it is, either Megillah or Beitza, who suggests the opposite. that maybe Shvisas Behema, you know, would be Kol Shekein Asar B'Yontif more than Shabbos. Okay, that's a tricky thing to explain, but we'll try to get back to that and explain it as well. But you should know that there is Tchumen, of course, a big issue. This question, in other words, of where you draw the line in terms of, you know, beyond Lamites Avos Malacha, you know, to, you know, Gemara has a question of, you know, Isi Ben Yehud, is there any of the Avos Malacha, you know, which is also at a different level, aside from Mavir. So it's a very interesting issue and question. We're not going to go into the whole story now. I want to finish up, you know, with these questions today and Tuesday and move on to the next topics. But it's a massive question, and it's related to the issues that we're talking about. Okay, so far we have seen 2 days in Tosas, the third day in Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Tzlach. Okay, four, let's say, perspectives, each of which is really very important, you know, in terms of why L'chalek and L'lav Yatzas plays a role in Yom Tov. Okay, so then we have Rabbeinu Chananel. Back to Yonatan. Go ahead. So what does the Rabbeinu Chananel say here? Al Atar, Yonatan?
So Rabbeinu Chananel basically says that Hashbasa without Strefa is also applicable to Yontif, and we quote Lo Yatzas to say that the Asay of Hashbasa is Duche, the Lav of Havara, because we're Matir Havara Litzarach, we're also Matir Havara Lejeno Litzarach.
Say that one more time.
So I'll read it straight from the text. He says the Isak Adaitach below Strefa Yashvi Sayhu. I feel the Yontif below Strefa. So if you want to say that without Strefa you're gonna be matched, but even on Yontif without Strefa we'll still apply it. Shmayun Mina Havar Lakhilak Yatsta. You say that we learn up here Lakhilak. The Isak Adaitach command the Amar the Lav Yatsas. I'll say the Hashivasa Khamed Lichi Lav Havara. If you want to say the Lav Yatsas, then you'd have to say that the Asay of Hashbasas Chametz would be Docha the Lav of Havara.
Oh, that's the key.
Here.
Correct? So basically, this is a different pshat than what we've seen so far. I mean, it's an earlier pshat, Rabbeinu Chananel. So what is it exactly? We should apply the print, but what Rabbeinu Chananel is discussing is why don't we apply the principle of Asay Docha Los Asay. Correct, Yonatan? Why don't we say that Tashbisu overrides the Iser on Yom Tov of Havara? So the answer is, we would say that if Havara was Lalav Yatzas, then we'd say Asa Dechalos Ase. But if Havara was Lachalik Yatzas, then we would not say that. Correct? Okay, so that, and then the guy in the footnote points out that that's very problematic. But really, the earlier, we'll talk about what he says also, it's not so different, but earlier, this is the comment of the Tosas Reed. Did you get a chance to see the Tosas Reed, Yonatan? No? Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Romy, you got a chance to see it?
I didn't. Sorry.
Okay, Yitzchak Weiss?
I didn't see the Tosas Reed.
I mean, it's in the Arzarua, the one I told you to look at in the Arzarua.
It's from the Arzarua, yeah.
Yeah, it's this tshuva in the Arzarua is from the Tosas Reed. Tshuva Sheheshiv Rav Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Rabbeinu HaMechaber. Sorry. It's also in the Tshuva Sarid, but yeah, didn't mean to confuse. Okay, so what does he say? What's the question? Do you have it?
Yeah.
It's Osvav. Before we get there, just Yonatan, what's going to be the problem, objectively, and then we'll see if this is the question. Two problems. That's what the fellow in the footnotes deals with, but they're very obvious, very clear problems.
Well, one of the things that he brings up is the nafkamina of being mechalek yatzas and the lotase being docha at. The assay, but what happens if you have an assay and a lot assay together?
Ein assay doch assay, right? Ein assay doch los assay vi assay. Correct.
Yeah.
But since Yom Tov, how could you apply ein assay doch los assay? Here it's assay doch los assay vi assay because Yom Tov there's an assay. That's question number two. Okay, we'll see. These are the questions of the Tosrit. What's question number one? An even more obvious question.
Low test issues for Karis.
Yeah, are you being? If the point is it should be a mechalik between a los asay, then if it's the chalik yotzas, right, then it's a los asay sheish bakares. So you say ein asay docha los asay sheish bakares. That's fine and good on Shabbos, but there's no kares on Yantif, even if you say lechalik yotzas. So these are actually the questions that the Tosfos read. You have it there, Yitzhak. Go ahead.
So, umay dekashli lemar almay damar rova parakam de psachim shramina midir bekiva tfla shramina imbir chametz al strefa shramina avar lechalik yatzah shramina lamina hal v'tzer avara. So my nafkamina desavar lechalik yatzah hayantiv les be elalav viakati luka viyantiv v'leis yaseh v'ledchilos aseh.
Right. So he doesn't spell it out, you know, as much as the fellow in the footnotes in the Irach does, which is what's he asking, Yitzhak?
He's saying that even if there's only a lav, then it would be docha Shabbos, even if you hold, it would be docha yantif, even if you held lechalik yatzah, because there's no karis, it's just a lav.
Yeah, there's no karis on yantif. So on Shabbos, you know, whether it's lechalik or lelav yatzah, it makes a difference. But why should it make a difference on yantif if either way, there's no karis? That's question number one. Let's read question number two. Go ahead.
V'su isfira lelav yatzas havimuki la biyamtif v'hayamtif asay v'daches los asay v'asay.
Oh, both questions.
No asay, so then it wouldn't be docha anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about these two questions for a minute. And what is his conclusion, by the way?
He seems to say that the lav and the asay would go together. And if you say that the lav yatzas, that means that it's an inherently lesser malacha, that there would be no lav or asay.
Like our tosisim, pretty much.
Correct.
Okay. Whether it's chashuva malacha or not. Okay. That's not mechudash. But the two questions are very powerful questions against Rabbeinu Chananel and against the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah often quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, as you're aware. Sometimes we only have, in some mitzvahs, we only have Rabbeinu Chananel through the Or Zeruah. Again, in more recent times, they discovered these, you know, the manuscripts for Rabbeinu Chananel. They've been putting them out. So that's you know, very fortuitous. But for many, many years, sometimes you only knew Rabbeinu Chananel through, you know, Klisheni, and often it was the Or Zeruah, because it was preserved in Ashkenaz. Anyways, what do we think about these questions? So I'll tell you what I think very quickly. What do we think about the first? I think you need to answer each question separately. The first one, of course, because Rabbeinu Chananel knows that. Rabbeinu Chananel is not going to argue, you know, with the facts, right? So let's say the first question, the Kares question. Oh, what is Rabbeinu Chananel going to say? I'm speaking for him, but I think I'm speaking for him accurately. At least I hope so. Zach, what do you think?
Maybe that even though the onus is different, it fundamentally is the same nature of Eser Melacha.
Correct. Meaning the din in the Gemara Yevamos that ein ase docha los ase sheyesh bakares, right, can be understood in two ways. One way is that, you know, the onesh kares itself is playing a role. That's certainly possible. And, you know, when there's a kares at stake, then we don't say ase docha. Okay? That would be particularly true if it's more like a dechuya than a hutra. In other words, where we're acknowledging that you are violating, we're just thinking that you should violate because there's an overriding counter pressure, you know, which justifies it. So you say, you know, I could, you know, it's triggering a car. That's too much to, okay. But here I think there are two assumptions. The two assumptions are that it's not the onesh kares that's at play. It's kares as a shear in the chomer ha'iser and the type of iser. That's point number one. And point number two is that the characterization avaseshi yeshbo kares is something which sometimes can exist even if before all there's no kares. Now, actually, we're very familiar with that. Right, Matan? Where's Matan?
I'm here.
Correct?
Correct.
Right? Matan had that good ha'ara, but it's not only there, but about the Rambam and Hilchos Ma'amrim. But basically, this is something, you know, where the Rambam seems to say, you know, that the chayvei krisus for purposes of zaken mamre is something that is going to apply to chametz even erev chagamatzos. Now, again, in each case, you have to test this, right? There's no befoal kares, so there are two assumptions, right? One is that the category of chayvei kris is a category, not necessarily a befoal din, and the second is that, and this is the one that's much more questionable in each case, that you have to look at it in individual cases, and that is, like, you know, is chametz erev Pesach where there's no kares, is it the same chalos chametz, albeit, you know, without the onesh, or is it a different chalos? That's something we've been talking about for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Shimon, and so on and so on and so on, right? And what about tarovas chametz within, and so on. So here we have a similar problem with regard to Shabbos and Yontif. Like, there's a certain interesting irony in a way, especially if you think, right? Rabbi Elchanan didn't have to think this, but let's say you did think, like the Baalei Tosas, that you only export to Yontif, you know, things where there's a Shema of Malacha or maybe a Chi of Kares, right? So in a way, you're kind of acknowledging that the Chayvei Krisus aspect, again, you could say, no, it's a different Shema of Malacha, and that's, you know, the common denominator. But it's not nothing to do with Chayvei Krisus. Maybe it does, right? Either way, if you're going to apply the din of Ein Aseh Docha, Lo Saseh, Sheish Bakares, even when befall, there's no kares, like in Yom Tov, you're assuming two things. You're assuming that the din of Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Sheish Bakares is a category halacha, not a din, a befoal of overriding kares. And you're assuming that in the translation from Shabbos to Yom Tov, the shame Aseh Sheish Bakares remains or retained. That's not so pashut, but it's definitely, you know, reasonable. It's not so pashut because, especially since there's no chiluk malachos, and there's less of an onesh. So you might say, or if you want to say what I said, let's go back to what I was originally saying about Shabbos, which is our two dinim in Shabbos, right? There's the generic din, which we export to Yom Tov, you know, Mikra Kodesh, Shem Malacha, Shem Yom Kodesh. And then there's the specifics of Shabbos, Kivo, Shavas, Mikol Malachta. So you could have said, even with everything that we're saying, even if this is sowed about Aseh Sheish Bakares is fundamentally correct, and maybe it's correct for Rabbi Huda and Chametz, or maybe it's correct in 10 other different categories in Halacha, but what you could have said is, to begin with, in Shabbos, there are two dinim, and it's only the particularistic one, which is an Aseh Sheish Bakares. The one that is transferable has always been the generic one. Right? So then you wouldn't say this. Or, even if you were to say there's only one din, but that one din gets half exported, you know, into Yom Tov, you can still say that in the translation, there's no chiluk malachos, there's no chiyuv misa, you know, there's no shavo shavas mikol malachta, all the things. You know, so Mimela just loses. It becomes a generic, you know, Chil Shabbos, or Chil Yom Tov, Chil Yom Kodesh. But I think for the Rabbeinu Chananel, what you will say is, you know, wrong on both accounts. The Yisod, that Aseh Sheish Bakares is a category, a Chomer HaIsur, you know, a formidable kind of an Isur, that's not Nitan, Lidachos, in Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. That's Yisod number one. And so number two is that basic category, you know, with all the changes due to the transfer, that basic category of Av Malacha or Aseh Sheish or Lav Sheish Bakares is retained. It's still in Chilul you know, Yom Kodesh. Even though it's not Chiluk Malachos, even though it's not Onesh, and so on and so forth. So then, the difference between saying L'chalik Yatzos and L'lav Yatzos, not that L'lav Yatzos wouldn't apply to Yontif, necessarily. Maybe it would apply to Yontif. Right? But the L'lav Yatzos is a typical L'lav, and you say Aseh Dochal Aseh. Right? But L'chalik Yatzos is an Aseh Sheish Bakares, even when before all there's no Kares, and that's not Nitan for this result. Okay, so that is my, I haven't seen it, that's my suggestion to answer that part of the question. I think in the footnotes, so you remind me, Yonatan, he doesn't answer that question, right? The footnote person there in the Rach. He doesn't answer the first question, or does he? I think he just answers the second question. Yeah. Okay.
He answers them
together in one shot. So, therefore, because he gives the one mahalach of like lalav yatzos doesn't create the essay of shvisa. So he gives like the same idea of being mahalach between lav and lachalik.
Yeah, but I think on the second,
I think he would answer the first question too, though, how he's being mahalach between the two. He would answer both questions.
How?
Because.
But we'll get to it in a second. Because, you know, hold off for 1 second, Ezra. We'll get back to it in a second. I'm going to ask you. But let's just get to the second point first, so we won't, for everybody else, so we'll be on the same page. So the second question was, right, that the Achronim asked, but earlier that the Tosas Rid asks, is anyway, there's no Aseh Docha Los Aseh here, because it's an Aseh and a Lav. It's a Lav and an Aseh, Yontif. Correct? Yeah? Okay. So what do we think about that? Oh. So let me give my answers first, then you'll tell me exactly what his answer. I thought his was similar, but let me say a few things quickly. Number one, is it so clear that there is an assay of Yom Tov? Some Gemaras do say about Yom Tov, Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh. Or about Shabbos and Yom Tov. But should we assume this to be universally accepted? Well, mostly we would, you know, unless there was good reason not to. But as it happens, there are some reasons not to. So let me mention them quickly. I think I may have mentioned already. The Tosas in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis on Beis, I think. If you look at the Maram in Tosas in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis, he points out that it seems like there's a view in Tosas that that Yom Tov is not considered a lav and an aseh. I mean, that the din of ein aseh dochalos aseh v'aseh doesn't apply. I think it's kuf lamed beis on beis in Shabbos, that Tosas. Tosas talks about mila b'yom tov, etc. Okay. Anyways, either way, oh, that's in Shabbos, I'm sorry, also. Yeah. When it comes to Shabbos, generally it appears that the status of the mitzvah is pretty much accepted. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, Tosas points out in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, on Afchav Heyom Aleph, or Tos Yishanim, that there appear to be different days. The sugya in Bamei Madlikin discusses the problem of Madlikin Shemen Sreifa, or, you know, Truma Tmeya, you know, or its equivalent, can you do that on Yom Tov or not? So the Gemara says, for all sorts of reasons, that, you know, you can't. They give like 4 or 5 different reasons. And so again, Chaf, you know, Dalad Omid Beis to Chafei Omid Aleph in Bamebad Likin. Like, why can't you? And why isn't it Aseh Dokalos Aseh, among other things? So Tosis on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph and Shabbos just points out that it seemed to be quite a few Amoraim or Tanaim, whatever it was, I think it's Amoraim, that seem not to apply the din of Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh to Yom Tov particularly. Look at Dibur Masal Havla Yom Tov Aseh. This is one of the Gemaras that says it. the entomer hanachamaroi delael de savri diantif losa se greda nelef mehacha delodachi ase losa se. And then he compares it to the Gemara in Yevamos. Shema mikan lo nelef sheyachal asa sachar yom tov. This is a Tos Yishanim on Shabbos. So what I'm trying to suggest is, when it comes to Shabbos itself, you know, its status as Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh, I say there's that Tosis that the Maram reads. The Smak also omitted any Aseh of Shabbos or Yantif in Minin and Mitzvahs. But the large consensus is certainly that there is an Aseh in Olav on Shabbos, and that the principle of Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh applies. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, there's much more of a foundation either to deny that there's a separate mitzvah saseh, or to at least deny that we say Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh. Why? So let me tell you my take first, and then you'll tell me what the what he says in the footnote there. He says something, but I don't think he explains why. But we'll get back to it in a second. Oh. So I think the Yisod, well, before I get to the Yisod, I'll give you two indications of it, and then I'll tell you what I think the Yisod is. If you look carefully, you know, the Rambam has a famous formulation of the Iser, the scope of the Iser Aseh on Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, if somebody could get that open just very quickly. Perek Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Anybody have that open?
I have it, Rabbi.
Go ahead. Matan, go ahead.
Nemar b'Torah tishbos, afil midvarim sh'inam l'wacha chayv lishbos mehen, midvarim harbe hen sh'osi chacham mishim shvos.
Okay. So basically, this strongly echoes, right, but it's earlier, the famous Shitas Ramban. Right, the Ramban in Parshas Emor, another Ramban in Parshas Emor, is Mechadesh that the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov applies to Shvusim. And this is famous Ramban. Ramban says, trying to explain some of the Midrashei Halacha that strongly imply that some dinim drabanan, like Amir Lakum, other Shvusim, that you violated the din doraisa of Shvisa b'Shabbos. So, like, how could that be? Rashi quotes them. So the Ramban in Shmos, right, in Parshas Bo, elsewhere, says, it's an asmach d'biyom. Okay? However, in Emor, the Ramban says, this is not, he said, I know I wrote before it's asmach d'biyom, but rethinking, it's not the language that we typically use for asmach. Again, it's one of those perfectly structured Rambans, you know, where the language is just unbelievable and the rayas are terrific. So the Ramban basically says, you know, I'm rethinking this idea, you know, and asmachta is when you say, oh, this is asur, minayin, and you quote a pasuk, you know, but if you say something, oh, here's a dindra rabbanan, and what's the source, and you quote a pasuk, that's not an asmachta, that defeats the whole purpose. Like, so what does that really mean? So the Ramban says, you know, in theory, if you were clever enough and knowledgeable enough, you could keep your store open on Shabbos if there was an Eruv. You could not violate a single Malacha Doraisa, right? And you could have business as usual on Shabbos or Yontif, right? Actually says it by Yontif, and of course he applies it to Shabbos. He says, the din of Shvisa b'Shabbos, you know, establishes that Min HaTorah, in addition to the Lama Tesovos Malacha, right, you have to conduct yourself, you know, in a certain way. And if the Chachamim said certain things are prohibited, right, then violating that or ignoring that constitutes a violation of the din d'oraisa of shvisa b'shabbos. Okay? So the truth is that if you look carefully at the Rambam in Perek Kaf Aleph, Halakha Aleph, that Matan just read, that's what he says. And then if you look at the Nosa Kelim, the Magen Mishnah, he says, oh, it sounds like the Rambam is the first person to say what the Ramban is credited as saying. Or unless he holds it to the Asmachta, fine. It sounds like the Rambam really meant it, even earlier than the Ramban. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting Ha'ara. I think I mentioned the other day, Minchas Chinuch Kedarko is always fascinated by the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And his default assumption is that they're the same, you know, with technical differences. Wanonesh, Chilk Malachos, but Mida Yom Tov Nishmal Shabbos, mostly that's what he thinks. But again, he has a keen eye, you know, very observant. So one of the things that he just points out is there's no equivalent to Perek Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Yom Tov. In Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam never says that you violate the Aseh of Yom Tov, right, when you violate Shvusim. He just doesn't say it. And here the Minchas Chinuch thinks that he doesn't mean it, meaning that he thinks that that's a big difference between the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Either way, if you look carefully at the formulation of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, it also very subtly seems to be, this is my read, that there's a difference between the way the Rambam presents, right, the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And in Yom Tov, it's more like two sides of the same coin, whereas in Shabbos, you know, it sounds like there's an Aseh and there's Halav. Even though in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam makes it seem, which is part of the problem, that the Aseh of Shabbos is limited only to Avos Melacha. It's only 20 odd, you know, prakim later, 20 and three quarters of a perek later, that the Rambam finally, you know, expands the Aseh. But I think that's intentional too. I think, very briefly, this is the Rambam's way of saying, first and foremost, the Aseh, you know, reaffirms and puts a different spin on the core din of Shabbos, which is the Melachos. And once you understand that, on a secondary level, it also branches out Doraisa to some of the Shvusa. Okay, but that aside, what I'm suggesting is there are two discrepancies between the Rambam's treatment and presentation of the Aseh of Shabbos and the Aseh of Yom Tov. One is, you know, the expansion to Shvusim much later on that he doesn't have in Yom Tov, the Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. And the second is even the presentation to begin with of the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov and the Aseh of, of the Aseh of the Lav of Shabbos and Yom Tov, there seems to be a difference in the realm. Why should there be a difference? I think it totally makes sense in light of everything that we've been discussing. And that is because for the Rambam, right, Shabbos, there are two fundamentally different dinim, as we've been discussing. Right? One is intrinsic Isur Malacha. That's why there's Chiluk Malachos. That's why you're Chayv Misa, right? That's why the Torah, you know, is Mefaret, Lo Sevaruesh, and things like that, you know, because the theme is Shavo Shavas Mikol Malachto, and every malacha that you do is an independent, intrinsic violation of Kedusha Shabbos. Okay? In addition, there's another idea, and that is that you have to treat Shabbos as a Yom Kodesh, right, as a spiritually focused day, not as a Yom Chol. And that's what the Mitzvah Saseh particularly contributes. Of course, it's, you know, if you do Malacha, that's an egregious, you know, violation of that second theme as well. You're treating the day as a Yom Chol, not as a Yom Kodesh. But even if you avoid doing Malacha, but you, you know, back door, you know, you keep your store open, you do shvusim and so on and so forth. You try to get around it. The spirit of the day, we'll call it, right? That's a violation of the Aseh of Shabbos too. So in Shabbos, these are two overlapping, but two different ideas. But in Yom Tov, is my take on it. On Yom Tov, basically, right? There's no intrinsic Isur Malacha per se, right? The theme of Chag HaMatzos or of Chag HaShavuos or Chag HaSukkos or of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is a little different. I think there is an intrinsic violation of Yom Kippur, which is why you have the full complement of Isur Malacha, but for a different reason. Not Kivo Shavas Mekol Malachto, but because the day of Kula LaShem. Okay, but that's not for now. Okay, so leave Yom Kippur out of it for the moment. But the other Yomim Tovim are also b'malacha because of Yom Kodesh, patterned after Shabbos. But the main point there is to make it into a Yom Kodesh. So in a way, this is the irony that can sustain multiple applications or even opposite applications here. What I'm trying to say is that in Shabbos, you know, there's first and foremost Isur Malacha, and then there's an independent idea, overlapping independent idea of the Aseh. And what I'm trying to say is that in Yom Tov, both the Lav and the Aseh are basically like the Aseh. They're about the spirit of the day. So in a way, like if I were to ask you, is the Aseh of Yom Tov more or less central than that of Shabbos? Right? It's a tough answer. It's a dialectical answer. Because in one respect, it's the discrepancy, the two dinim of the Lav and the Aseh, I think don't apply to Yom Tov. It's really all one din. On the other hand, that one din is actually driven more by the Aseh factor than the Lav factor. Except that it's already pretty much powerfully expressed through the Lav and the Malachos. Maybe you don't need the Shvusim. For the Ramban, it applies to the Shvusim, don't get me wrong. Actually, the Ramban formulated the Aseh of Shabbos and Yom Tov in the context of Yom Tov in Parshas Emor. But for the Rambam, I think it's a little more tricky. Why am I telling you all this, you might ask. Okay, so that would explain a little bit why, even though there is Tishbos and Shabbos, why would there be Deos in the Gemara, as Tosis points out, that seem to kind of ignore the din of Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh V'Aseh, or kind of denying that there's an independent Aseh for that halacha on Yom Tov, even though there is one for Shabbos? Why? So what I'm trying to explain is that the Aseh of Yom Tov, even if there is one, maybe plays a different role. Either there isn't one formally, and you explain it differently, or there is one, but it's just a mirror of the Lav. It's not independent, in which case you won't get the effect. So is it possible that the din of Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh V'Aseh, at least according to some Amoraim, doesn't apply to Yom Tov and only applies to Shabbos? Okay? Maybe. Or maybe a different place to draw the line is to distinguish between a malacha, which comes from Shabbos, and therefore which has a kares originally, and therefore carries with it also an Aseh, or at least an independent Aseh, an Aseh that matters in things like Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh V'Aseh, as opposed to a Lav, which maybe isn't included in the Aseh. Even if the Lav of Shabbos is included in the Aseh. Ah, if you say any of these things, right? Then we can explain the position of the Rach. We can answer question number two. Namely, what happened to Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh B'Yom Tov? The answer is A, maybe we just don't say that about Yom Tov at all, according to some, because the role of the Aseh in Yom Tov, in Lilat Tosfos and Shabbos, is different. Even if there is such a thing, maybe its status as an independent mechayiv, separate from the lav, which may be crucial to the din of Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh, doesn't apply to Yom Tov at all. Three, even if it does, maybe it doesn't, maybe that's gufa, the difference between Havara L'chalek and Havara L'lav. Maybe it's Asur B'Yom Tov. But it's a pure Yom Tov din, not a carryover from Shabbos. In the same way that we said about Karis.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't there another assumption that Tashbis is enough of an Aseh that would work, an Aseh Dochalos Aseh? Like Tashbis, yeah, as we've been discussing, could be a lav. You know, that's an extreme approach. It could be an Isser Aseh, but Pashtus is what it is. So who's to say that there's even point. Aseh Dochalos Aseh by an Isser Aseh?
Right. But that's an assumption that the Rach, I think it's a great point. But that's an assumption that the Rach is making, clearly. And on that point, it's not being disputed by the Tosfos Rid and the Achron, right? But I think you're right. You could have said it's just an Isra'ase, and it doesn't have the Nevase Dokalos Ase, 100%.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But and so, guess to sum up, I'm sorry, a little late, but to, and then I wanted to follow through just a little bit more, just for a couple of minutes. But so, just to sum up, Rabbeinu Chanan has this interesting pshat that Tzama L'chalek and Lav Yotzos is Koveya regarding Aseh Dochalos Aseh. The Rishonim already are asking, and certainly the Achronim as well, number one, the din of L'chalek and L'lav in terms of Kares, it doesn't seem to be an issue here because there's no Kares B'yomto. That I'm suggesting that there is a shame, lav sheish bakares, maybe, even when befall doesn't apply. And I'm giving you other examples in terms of chametz and other places where there's no kares, etc. Although he certainly could be mechalek. And again, I think it's open to debate in the transition from Shabbos to Yom Tov whether this is still the case, even if in theory, you know, you don't need befall, but rather the shame of lav sheish bakares. That's point number one. As far as the second question that they ask, which is, what about Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh, which is what Yom Tov is, I'm making the broader point, do you say that in Yom Tov L'Kul Alma? Already some of the Rishonim discuss that question. Even if you do, maybe that gufas the distinction between L'Chalek and L'Lav Yotzos. Either way, why? What does that have to do with anything? All this has to do with the role or the duplicating role or the separate role, discrete roles of the Aseh and the Los Aseh of Shabbos as opposed to Yom Tov. So maybe you draw the line, you know, generally, or you draw the line in the difference between Lav and, I'm sorry, the Lav and L'chalek Yatzos, or maybe even just in Lo Sivaru Eish B'chomo Shvoseichem because of the link to Heter Ochel Nefesh. I think that's another place to draw the line, frankly. Okay. Now, how do you use the... Yeah, before we get to that, one second. And what does the answer... Oh, before we get to... So to give you one more minute, I'll take all the questions in just a second. It's interesting to note that this idea, I think that that's what the Torah's Chesed, is that it, Yonatan? This, I think what he says is, if lav yatzos, then there's no aseh. Something like that? Correct? Yeah. So that, by the way, the Yifei Naim says this for Tosas. I told you to look at Yifei Naim or not. I think so, right? The Yifei Naim on the spot was troubled, you know, by Tosfos, right? Because of the Shagas Aryeh's attack, right? The Shagas Aryeh says, who cares? The Chalak Yatzas, the Lav Yatzas, right? In the end of the day, it's not because Havara is like Hotza'ah namely an inferior malacha. Right? It's a full malacha in every way. So who cares whether whether it's l'chalek or l'lav? Remember the Shagasari. Even at kedei kach that the Shagasari was saying in a Yom Kippur, maybe it's l'chalek, even if in Shabbos it's l'lav. He doesn't go so far in the end. But in other words, to him, the quality of the malacha is what's koveya, and he doesn't see any chink in the armor of Havara. He doesn't see the kilkul as being a problem, which I'll get to in just a second. Okay, so because he's very enamored with Shagasari's analysis, he says, so what does Tosis mean then? So the Feinayim, right, ends up saying the same idea. He says, no, but in Tosis, I just don't believe it in Tosis. I think it's fine for the Rach. He says, or for the adjustment of the Rach. He says, basically what Tosis meant was that if it's Lelav Yatzas, then we'll apply Ase Dochalos Ase. Ase of Tashbisu is Dochalos Ase of Isra Malacha. And there's no separate Ase Velav here because it's Lelav Yatzas. The only ones that get the Ase of Yom Tov are the Kares ones, or the ones that came from Kares. Anybody have that line in Yefeinayim?
I have it.
Okay, great. Go ahead, read it if you don't mind.
Ein Shagas Aryeh, Simon Ein Aleph, Shinis Kasha B'divrei HaRiva, B'chol HaKalav. B'anir Staiti Yomarti, D'ein Kavonas HaRiva, Shiyeh Mutter, B'chol Malkom Havar B'yantiv. Ela D'ahacha B'chameit, D'mayri Be'i Hayeh Mutter L'sarfo. D'lamad D'amar L'lav Yatsasa, B'shabis L'ma'i Mikareis, Hachanami B'yantiv M'ma'i Me'asei. V'lech Karak Lav, Al-Kain,
so he's assuming whatever has kares on the lav side also has asay on the asay side, right? Now again, why should that be? The common denominator also ends up being kind of the shame malacha. I'm not sure why, if he's a Shagasari person, that helps him so much, but that's kind of what he says. So I think in the footnote of the Rabbeinu Chanan, they quote something like that from the Torah's Chesed, I think. Yonatan, right? Is that what he says?
Yeah, he says, "Shut Torah's Chesed and Chelik Alsim Membez Os Gimel Obir Kavanos Rabbeinu Im Havara Lav Yatzos Im Kain Leka Biyontif Ase Ela Lav Greda."
Yeah, which again is a chid. I think that's the same idea. Now, I think Ezra was saying before that somehow that answers the first question too. Ezra?
It answers the same question just by the fact that he's being mechalik between lalav yatzas and lechalik yatzas. They do that.
Wait, lalav yatzas. But he's saying either way, there's no lav sheish makaris. Oh, I mean, he's saying forget about lav sheish makaris.
Right. He's being by answering his question, he's being mechalik between lav lechalik.
Forget about the first question. We don't need it anymore because we could just answer everything from the essay point. Or more in a technical way. I thought you were saying more. There's a common denominator. You're not saying common denominator. You're saying just forget about question number one. We don't need it. Okay. Yeah. I prefer to answer it. So, okay. Good. So just on the other side of things, just to finish up at this point, again, the Shagasari was so certain that Havara, doesn't have any possibility of, being perceived as anything less than Malacha because it's, it's fire. It's like the source of energy, and so on and so forth. But I think I mentioned that the Sfarno in Parshas Vayakel, actually he has a different take on the whole thing. And he emphasizes the Kilkel part, right? So just this line here, Lo Sivarwesh Avot Bishavara Ba'atzmo Hi Kilkel Alarov. Like the two sides of Havar, right? It's it's an energy source for a lot of the other malachos, which makes it more intense, but it's also kilkel, right? The Chizkuni also has a little line where he says, the second, the fi pshuto hizra lavar yoser mishar malachos, she'ena nires malacha. Shema Yomer lo nasis malacha b'Shabbos, aval nizman akol me'erv Shabbos, v'navir b'pchamim b'Shabbos, kedei, right, lasos, b'zov u'b'kesef u'b'nchoshes miyad achar Shabbos. Like if you're heating things up, doesn't look like you've transformed the chayfetz necessarily, you know. So both the Chizkuni and the Sfarno are trying to suggest that, you know, Havara, you know, could be an inferior kind of malacha, or like that might have been a havamino of the Torah. And that, of course, stands in stark opposition to the whole Shagas Aryeh, who is, you know, kind of in denial. But again, of course, on the other side of it, if you want to say this is a dinin, like intrinsic kilkel, so why more, I guess, Havara than Chavala? Right, the Gemara has the whole discussion whether Chavala Mavir are an exception, but it's Chovel Umavir. You could still be Mechalek, but the Sugya in Kuvav and the Sugya in Shabbos and the Sugya in Chavtesa Bava Kama is really about, you know, both of them. But this is an interesting question, you know, even, of course, when Havara is Chayiv and Chavala, whether there aren't echoes, you know, of it being a different kind of an Isur Malacha, either more or less. Okay, so let's... there were some questions, I think. I'll take the questions. And then when we continue, we'll try to finish off on Tuesday with the mitoch part of this. Again, it's a massive topic. We're not going to do all mitoch. But there's a few things I wanted to look at. But connected with the Gemara here, which implies that if you held mitoch, then you would be doing tashbisu on Yontif. How does that fit in with the lines, the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, you know, kofa olav kli? So again, look at the Rashi there, the Tosas. Tosas isn't so much, say much. Rashi there, the Ran there, some of the other Rishonim, but especially also Tosas and Ksuvis. I told you, right? Zayin Amud Aleph, the Shidu Gebetzis and Ksuvis, one line there as well. The Nosa Kelim on the Rambam, Gimel Ches, and the suggestion that I already made. There's also Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. I'll try to get you the number tomorrow. But there's a Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer where he discusses this, where he Kimat says what I want to say, but I think it's a little bit different. I'll look at it again. As I recall, I was very excited when I first saw it, but then I thought after it doesn't really say it completely, but he kind of half says it or two-thirds says what I wanted to say. But so let's finish with that. And then let's start already the Shakla Vitaria of Bali Rabbi Matze. You know, and we've done that a lot, but the expanded Bali Rabbi Matze, the Gemara here in Hamid Beis through the Gemara about Kofel of Asakli, I guess, on Vav Amud Aleph, and then we'll take it, you know, from there. Just go through Shak Vitaria, Rashi Tosas Rambam first, and I'll add, remember the rush about Mafkin and Nifkad. We'll talk about the Ramban ala Torah, you know, and of course remember the Ramban about Hefker, but the Ramban ala Torah about Akum and the Shagas Aryeh. Like, what is the you know, the relationship between Bailus and Rishus and Kabbalah Sakrais, what level of Kabbalah Sakrais, that'll be the next big topic. But we'll try to do it, you know, as efficiently as we can. Okay? So first to finish up the things I gave you on Mitoch, the Hetzal Kol Nefesh and Mitoch, broadly, just very quickly, and as I say, the application to Tashbisu, and then, you know, to start already on the next Gemara. Okay, any questions before we adjourn?
Yeah, Rabbi.
I may say a few more words about this problem also of Havara and Chalagin and whatever, but mostly, yeah.